B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir?
I was listening to your program earlier today. I was out and about. I had a doctor's appointment.
Hope everything's all right.
Touch of phlebitis.
Phlebitis. Does that affect the legs?
Well, I don't really know. I just found out about it.
Oh.
And they gave me a pamphlet.
Okay.
So you've got phlebitis.
And then what do you do and all that stuff?
I originally thought it was related to my diabetes.
Sir, you've called a radio show, and yes, you went to out and about. You went to the doctor. I don't need the whole rundown. That's between you and your doctor, sir. How can I help you today?
Well, my point being is when I was on my way to the phlebotomist, and I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Long-time listener?
Well, I just... today's the first time I heard your program. I was going through the dial.
Just stumbled upon it, huh?
Well, because I've most of the radio, and I throw in the television station too. Just the whole local media around here is god awful.
Yeah.
And as I was this god awful music, and I was flipping through, and I come upon your program.
Okay.
With some straight talk for seniors.
Straight talk for seniors?
Well, I thought that was the name of the program. You were talking about the AARP.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were talking about it earlier. You know, senior citizens, I guess it's 50, 55, you get your AARP card, and we were clowning around. AARP sends you a little pamphlet of the do's and don'ts for the roadway, just so you can be safe. Not only discounts, but how to be safe on the roadway.
Well, they do so much good work for seniors.
Okay, whatever. I don't think so.
I'm glad to hear that there's finally somebody in this godforsaken town that is speaking up for seniors. And
I don't know that we were speaking up for seniors, sir. We were just talking about how you're causing a lot of accidents in town, a lot of hit and runs, or what AARP tells you to do. You're in a wreck,
well,
you roll them and lock them.
Yeah, and I heard on the on another radio show that they were blaming seniors for all the hit and runs.
It always happens.
That's why I appreciate you. Telling it straight like you were. I only heard a couple of minutes before I had to go under the phlebotomy.
Okay, all right.
Of course, everybody's got to demonize the seniors.
Well, look, I appreciate you calling and having complimentary things, but is there a reason why you called, sir? I mean, okay, you heard a couple of things. First time you've listened to the show. What can I help you with?
Well, I figured as long as you were addressing the issues that are facing seniors.
I don't know that I was. Look, yes.
I think people should know about the AARP.
Look, are you a member of AARP? I would assume you are. You sound ancient.
I've been a card-carrying member. As soon as I was able to.
Okay.
And let me tell you, those discounts are no joke.
Okay. You got to pay those dues, too, don't you?
Well, there's another thing that AARP will tell you.
What?
Is stand your ground.
What? You're trying to get a discount that if the little girl behind the counter says, no, you don't get the $1.99 egg and toast with black coffee, stand your ground to get that discount. Look, I don't care. I'm sorry that you had to go to the doctor because you got phlebitis or whatever the hell you got. I appreciate you standing your ground with the AARP card, and you heard us.
Yeah,
just...
well, that's what you got to do, see?
Okay. Have you had to do that?
You stand your ground.
Okay, but that has a different connotation sometimes in the state of Florida, sir. I don't know if you're seasonal or what. The stand your ground usually has to go with, you know, shooting somebody.
Well, if it comes to that, that seems a little extreme.
You're saying AARP tells you to stand your ground at a donut shop to get your senior discount. I'm telling you that if somebody goes and it goes to court because somebody had a gun, it's stand your ground. How far are you willing to go with somebody that doesn't want to give you an AARP discount, you old man?
Well, I think what they mean by that is when you're a senior.
Okay, which you are.
And you want your discount.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's at a place that doesn't actually offer a discount.
You're supposed to get a discount even at a place that doesn't. Doesn't your AARP book tell you all the fine places that honor the card? If a restaurant or an establishment doesn't honor the card, they're not going to give you a senior discount.
Well, see, the ones that are listed, that's the easy ones. I can't tell you how many cruise offers I get.
Are you a married man? Are you single, divorced, widowed? What are you?
Well, I'm a widower, but I do have a new lady friend.
Okay. And is she an AARP card holder, too? I mean, if it's the two of you, only the person that has the card gets the discount.
Well, she has her own card, and she also has her dead husband's card.
No, you can't use them all like that.
So it's pretty sweet deal.
What's her name, by the way? Can I ask you who the young lady is in your life?
Well, sure. Her name is Marlene.
And younger than you?
Well, I imagine just about everybody's younger than me.
Okay, but she's but she still has an AARP card, right?
Yeah, yes.
And her dead husband's AARP card, which doesn't work anymore. She needs her own, and you got to go to places that say we honor the AARP card.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Let me get back to that. The point being
is
when you stand your ground at a place that don't want to give you a discount because you're a senior,
yeah,
you don't get embarrassed anymore.
No, that goes numb.
You left your dignity back when you turned 55.
Now, wait a second. Don't you understand what that card is? You get discounts on places that honor the AARP card. You can't go and demand and create a scene.
Oh, the hell you can.
Dude, why are you going to go and... You know what? You make it bad for everybody else. Now,
what you do is you make people uncomfortable.
So if I... Let me just say, like, I'm the cashier at a restaurant, and I say to you, sir, I hope you enjoyed your meal. That's going to be $19.95 for the two black coffees, the two poached eggs, and dry toast. It's going to be $19.95, sir.
Well, maybe you are unaware, but I happen to be a senior.
I can see that, sir. We, unfortunately, here at the breakfast bar, do not offer senior discounts.
So I'm going to have to pull out my card, then. Give me a minute.
What card is that? Your credit card?
My AARP card.
Sir, we do not honor the AARP card here. We have a few other people ready to check out. If you'd step aside or pay your bill, I can get the manager to explain that to you. But we have this young family with their kids.
Take me just a minute.
No, well, sir, you're going to have to, please. It's $19.95. Did you leave a tip at your counter?
Here, I found it.
Okay. Yes.
Here's the card.
All right. And we don't honor that.
You go ahead and put that in the machine.
Put what in the machine? What, swipe it like a credit card?
There you go.
No, that doesn't... You don't swipe an AARP card.
Yeah, you do. Go, you got a big line, lady.
Sir, we here at the cafe barn do not honor the AARP card.
I don't think you understand English.
I don't think you understand it.
I am a senior citizen.
Congratulations. The place across the street has a 55-plus menu, and the one down the road about 2 miles takes the AARP card. We here do not. Sir, pay your bill or I'll call a cop.
So you discriminate against seniors.
I don't discriminate against seniors. We have a menu. The prices are set. If you can't afford to eat here, you will go elsewhere.
I demand to see a manager.
And then the manager will come out, and I'll play the manager. Yes, sir, I understand there's a problem with your bill.
Well, this little hussy here seems to think that there's no such thing as a senior discount.
Not here at our restaurant. We try to keep our prices reasonable for everybody, sir. And I see that the two of you enjoyed a poached egg, black coffee, and white toast. That's $19.95 prior to tip.
What about the senior discount?
We don't offer a senior discount, sir. There's a line behind you that is waiting to cash out.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to need to speak to your manager.
What? Hello? Hello?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. Thank you.
fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet?
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney.
I'm living in la-la land.
You always have.
Yeah, but at least for once you admitted I'm right.
Yeah. Oh, you're, I can't talk about it. You can't talk about it, but I'll tell you this. I'll say, Haney and I were talking before the
history was just made.
I don't have an answer for him.
Because usually you can turn things around and blame it on me.
Yeah, well, I usually do.
Yeah, you do.
He can take any scenario where he feels, you know, like he's being kicked, and I'll talk him to the point where it's his fault.
Yeah, and then I internalize it and move on.
Yeah, but I don't have an answer for you this time. You're right. You're right.
I'm dumbfounded.
I don't blame you. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Is this reality?
I don't know.
You know what? I could be dreaming.
No, well, you're not. I'm here. I'm here.
That's true. Yeah. Although you are in my dream sometimes.
Yeah.
Usually it's a good dream.
Yeah.
And we're traveling somewhere,
yeah.
And the only reason you're in the dream is to yell at me that I'm not moving fast enough. We need to get the luggage here. Hi-yappa. But we're like on our way to Hawaii or something,
yeah.
So.
We should do that. You want to go to Hawaii? You know, I'm going to say that. Of all the vacations, now I've had the opportunity, I've been blessed to go around various places around the world. Here is some place that I've never had the desire to go to. Hawaii.
Well, it's such a hassle. And we're not wanted there.
No. We were up for a job in Hawaii.
And I warned you about it.
And they said, best not.
The most depressed man in radio that I worked with years ago. It started when he was in Hawaii. And he was vilified and called a howley and run right out of Honolulu. And his career was never the same. Because the Honolulu people would badmouth him whenever anybody would call for a reference.
If you, and we this is probably 20 years ago, we were talking to a program director from Hawaii that was interested. Said, oh, you know, again, 20 years ago, if management's listening.
They know.
Yeah. We told them.
Well, they put a stop to everything.
But we said, hey, guys, we like your stuff, you know, going to give you fair warning. They're like, what?
Yeah, they hate you.
They're not going to like you. And you know how we talk about our streets, our gladioluses, our
unless you're ready to say Paluma haka haka ah.
If you don't announce like buildings and city streets and everything perfectly correct, they will jump on you.
And then we weighed our options because they were willing to take the chance on us, but we had a discussion and I had Stan think it through to its logical conclusion. Said about me. How he may stumble over a word here or there when it's his native tongue.
Yep. Think about doing this. They'll run us out of town with pitchforks and flaming
you would have
stakes.
The best of intentions, but the first time Stan says, traffic today on Paluna Haka Boulevard.
You're done. You ever get a job offer in Hawaii or anything like that?
No, the best one I got was in Florida when they offered me a job in Tampa.
Oh, well, Florida.
Hold on a second.
Well, I was living in Cleveland at the time, so think about it, Cleveland compared to Florida.
No, but you haven't, you're not really in radio until you've been offered a job in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, that's true, too.
Colorado Springs, I was up for a job in Colorado Springs at a rock station, but there's nothing, I mean, it's beautiful in Colorado, but I want to be by the beach.
Well, you got your wish.
Yeah, and so does everybody else.
Yeah, and you're putting in your 19 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so how much of the beach do you see?
None. Zero.
Yeah.
It's the truth. You gotta love it down there, Stanley, with the beaches right there. I don't go. I'm working. Everybody's down here for their vacations. Let's go to the beach. I've learned early on, Haney and I both did. Fort Myers Beach, they don't want us there. But you and I, they want the tourists.
I will never just... It doesn't matter, but that time, was it Marco where the beach was like 3 miles wide, and they had the band out there, the cover band, trying to play Forever Man by Clapton.
Yes, I remember.
And we didn't even have a tent.
No. I think that's the last time I wanted to go to the beach.
And I remember that we had to be there.
Yeah.
But there was no van or anything there.
No.
And you and I were standing mid-afternoon, blinding white hot sand.
Yes.
With a cover band in the distance doing the one song a cover band should never attempt.
Forever Man.
And it's just you and me. There's nobody else around, but we're told we'll be fired if we're not there. And I look at you and go, what are we doing?
They said it was...
I said, I got to get to the hockey game. How am I...
Remember the lady that set me up at the Swamp Buggy Cafe there to do that thing where the two...
We're standing on a beach wearing long pants and K-Rock shirts, staring at each other.
It had to be 98 degrees.
And we were told, this is where you're supposed to be.
Well, where's... No tent? No, nothing. They had the broadcast equipment on a folding table in the sand.
Now, they screw us all the time. And put us at locations and events where you have to hunt us down to say hello.
Yep.
Usually, no matter what the event, somebody, a listener, will find us and go, yeah, it was a bit of work, but I was told you were here and I wanted to say hello.
Yeah.
That time being escorted to the dead center of this beach.
Yeah.
With no cover.
No.
It was just you and me.
Yeah. And by the we were out there wringing wet.
And no water.
Like we went, nothing to drink.
Because once they placed us there, they said, don't move. This is where you're going to be. They all left for the bar.
Yeah, because the bar was up on the main.
That was about a mile and a half away from us.
Yeah, we could write a book.
And I just remember, I don't think I said it to you at the time because we were conserving energy. But I remember looking at you and thinking, what are we doing, man?
I know. I want to say it was some sailboat regatta, some kind of speedboat thing, some kind of fishing turn. It was off Marco Island, and they wanted us to be there
the boats, at the start of the event. You couldn't even see boats.
And we didn't, no.
There was just that us
and
that god-awful band. It was like From Dusk Till Dawn, but during the daytime.
Yeah.
It was like, and as we're walking off the sand, and as we're walking off the sand, finally, because, you know, your watch was like a laser with the sun hitting it. You were able to see if we could leave. And I remember walking off the sand and go, you know what? First thing I want to do is kill that effing band. You know, just rip him.
Yeah.
Beat him with his own arm.
Yeah, because we were out there probably for a few sets that they were out there. And each set they'd do Forever Man.
Oh, God.
Which is...
You don't do that.
You don't. Ask any bar band. You don't ever, ever do Forever Man by Clapton.
No. Don't do it.
You don't.
You can't do it right. Just don't do it.
No. All right. Oh, you got to take a break. Let me, Haney and I tell you about Xfinity.
And you've never been in a band.
No.
But once I pointed that out to you, you're like,
no, I was listening to it and I said, this is god awful.
Haney, you're absolutely right. They shouldn't be doing that.
And you said no band should be doing that.
No.
God awful. Xfinity. You know, when it comes to your internet, good enough doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet has better internet because it streams better. Yeah, you heard right. Introducing Xfinity Flex. It's a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all of your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps. It's searchable with your voice so you can have all you got to do is say something like play action movies. And it'll play action movies, that's comedies.
Not, that's not what the script says.
It says romance, but I'm tired of saying romance.
Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less and watch more with a voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It is just that easy. It's not just easy. It's effortless. And now, it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That, my friend, is simple, easy, awesome.
Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
So gentle, it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon. That means in about 1 hour, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us in studio. He's a lawyer. He's an attorney, Esquire. And he comes in here every Tuesday to answer your questions. Oh, you got Thanksgiving right around the corner, and you know there's already pressures with the family. Because divorce, kids, visitation, he's family law, child support, alimony, divorce, visitation. He's criminal, DUI, veterans. If you have these questions that you're facing, this is your opportunity. Because a lot of people don't have an attorney on retainer, okay, that you can just call up. That's why Mike comes in. If you'd like to talk to Mike, you can get your question in early on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600, and we'll read your question to Mike, and he can give the answer. Or if you'd like, when he's in studio, you can call in and ask Mike a question. But if you're going to text, do it now so that we can get to your question. Always after he leaves, the texts come in. Do it now on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Later on today, Stan's name that movie.
Stan, can I...
Yes, Haney.
Hate to interrupt you right before the grab bag,
yes.
But it is a procedural question.
Yes. Denied. Oh, sorry. I didn't even hear it. Go ahead, Ben, then I can deny it.
On your grab bag, do you have the evidence regarding Representative Eric Swalwell's fart?
Yes, I do, and we will hear it
in its entirety.
And you be the judge.
Because the President of the United States has already responded to the fart.
You can't mistake it.
And the President tweeted, most intelligent thing to ever come out of Eric Swalwell.
I got it coming up. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I should have known better, sir. I yield my time.
Thank you.
But we must protect the whistleblower.
Thank you, the gentleman from Florida.
But we must protect the whistleblower.
Yes, at all costs.
But I don't know who the whistleblower is. It doesn't matter. We got to protect the whistleblower. But he just said he doesn't know who the whistleblower
is. Did you see any of it today?
What it was.
Where Nunez is going after questioning the lieutenant colonel, and said, with all of this information you have, you must also know the whistleblower. If you're, sir, due to intelligence.
What he did was he said, and who else did you discuss this with? Well, I discussed it with Mr. Kent, who has been in front of this committee.
Yeah.
And I discussed it with other people, but no one that didn't have a need to know, that didn't have the clearance. So you would say that you didn't speak to anyone outside of the White House about this? I can't say I would speak to people in the intelligence community that had the proper clearance.
Intelligence committee.
Yep. And he says, are you aware this is the intelligence committee? We have oversight? Yes. So who else did you tell besides Mr. Kent? And red-faced Adam Schiff pulls out his gavel and says, we must protect the whistleblower!
Oh, he knows.
And then Nunez says, that's fine, Mr. Chairman. I'm just asking him simply. No!
Yep, it's ridiculous.
All right, let me rephrase. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, do you know who the whistleblower is? No, sir, I do not. Then, Mr. Chair, how can I be in danger of outing the whistleblower? He doesn't know who it is.
Right.
Unless he's lying.
He's a leaker, too. I better watch myself, because shifted around like this, I might leak.
And that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I've got to say, he is a real Ukrainian patriot.
today, I don't know if you know this or not. I didn't. Today, November 19th, is, listen carefully to what I'm saying, International Men's Day. International Men's Day. Today is.
Who decided that?
I don't know.
Happy International Men's Day, a day celebrating men. So don't worry about buying a dozen roses or a box of chocolates or even a thoughtful, sentimental card. Instead, make reservations at a fancy French restaurant. Enjoy a filet mignon and a nice bottle of wine from another country because it's International Men's Day. Oh, and let him pay for it all. So guys, don't forget to have a happy International Men's Day.
Yeah, international. Means absolutely nothing. I'll tell you what means something. When you got your sister coming over for Thanksgiving.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Great. My sister wants everyone to come to her house for Thanksgiving. Last I heard, she was sleeping on a friend's couch. How's that going to work? Will we kick out the recliner and balance the turkey on the footrest? I don't want to be a snob, but most of her roommates have made guest appearances on Cops. I can see it now. Excuse me, Guido, when you find the handcuff keys, can you pass the gravy? I think in order to host Thanksgiving dinner, you should be required to be remotely normal. We'd be better off throwing a table in the back of a pickup and eating at a McDonald's drive-thru. But since it's impossible to turn down a family member during the holidays, I guess I'll have to go. It should be fun. We'll all say grace, reach between the cushions, and eat whatever we find.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, by the way, our celebrity photo of the day, which you can see on the K-Rock page. Haney, remember, it was a good day. This is when we were hanging out with Fred Norris from the Howard Stern Show during our big concert event. He hung out with us, chatted for a while, and... I guess his band played as well and had a nice day with him. There we go.
Well, you were.
Let me ask. Rob, do we look the same? That was from 1999.
Haven't aged a bit.
I'm the same.
Yeah. I'm you the same, see. Too. You're Who so looks more the same?
Got the beard here. And that's weird. Makes you look older. You would, Stan, because you're still clean-shaven. Haney's got the beard here.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's about facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you look older a little bit.
I've told him that for years. You take that beard off, Haney, it cuts 10, 12 years off you.
So that's why you shave so obsessively.
Oh, you remember when I last year when I grew my beard, I looked like a bum.
You think anybody with a beard looks like a bum?
Well, Rob has his long but groomed. You take care of the neck and stuff, don't you?
My girlfriend does, yeah.
Okay. All right. Why, you can't reach under there?
No, I always cut too much off and it just looks weird.
Right. When was the last time you didn't have a beard?
The reason I have it is because of her. She doesn't like the way I look clean shaven, so I went, I'll grow a beard.
And you're an odd person to have a beard, especially the kind that you sport. That belongs on someone like 3 times your size.
I know, I'm trying to make up for it in my beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's the story.
I think I look good, though.
What, you?
Yeah.
When?
In the picture.
You look great in the picture. Yeah. That was a fun day, until it wasn't.
Well, and let's be clear, it wasn't Fred's fault.
No. No, it was not. He was great.
It was another member of the Howard Stern Show that...
That was a different concert.
They all blend together. I can swear it was the same day.
No, it was not. That was the day that Fred Norris's band played.
When did Stutter and John make an ass of
that
himself?
That was at the Santana Show.
Boy, what a...
He's a real dick, man. I've had band interactions with him, too.
He's a tough one.
No, the problem with him is that he doesn't realize he's Stuttering John. When he's out in public, it's like he believes he is Howard Stern.
Fred was great. Quiet guy, intelligent guy, as everybody knows.
And easy to work with.
Tremendous to work with.
Have you ever met Jackie?
Oh.
All right, I got to tell you a story. I got to tell you a story. It's part of Stan and Haney history. All right, so Stern for 15 years was on this radio station, and they were big proponents. Our program director was, and we were too. It was a mutual
thing. This would be one of the probably the second weirdest thing.
Yeah, so Jackie Martling would come on the show periodically to kind of cross-promote, and then, of course, he'd want to go and mention his gigs and all that. And he got on a Robin Quivers kick because they would snipe at each other on the show. And he went probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Get that drop of Howard saying, "Get me that."
Sniping at her.
And we became the topic of the next day's Howard Stern show.
Is that drop of Howard saying, "Get me that?"
Yes. The next day, somebody called in and said, "You should have heard Jackie on the Stan and Haney show in Fort Myers talking about Robin Quivers." And it got into a big fight on the air with Jackie and Robin going back and forth.
Would you say that was the beginning of the end for him?
Yeah, well, it was coming down. There was always tension with him in there. And Howard just said, "I want a tape of that show." Now, I want to say that they played it, but he went and was doing nothing but backpedaling about what he said. But we had the tape. We had him doing the interview and
Stern
taking
shots for the tape. We gave him the tape.
Yep. And it's so long ago, I don't remember what else happened.
But
with
that's only the second weirdest. I think you would agree with me that the weirdest, as far as other people being involved and things spiraling out of control, is over the course of 2 days, we spoke to everyone in Eminem's immediate family.
Oh, my God!
Everyone, blood relatives.
Unsolicited.
All of them. Yep, they called us.
We got on the, and our producer comes running on and said,
"Now, I don't remember how this started. I don't know if they thought that we were a radio station in Michigan.
Yeah,
I don't
have
know
no idea.
Why.
Eminem's.
Was it Eminem's mom that demanded to come on first?
Grandmother. Eminem's grandmother came on and went and was attacking
Eminem's mom was
saying about him. And keep in mind, Rob, we did not ask to have her on the air. She just called.
Yep.
And so she went for probably a good, in those days, we were going 25 minutes on an interview, but we didn't get a word in edgewise.
And picture it like now. You pick up the phone and tell us, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, well, stop what we're doing. Evidently, Eminem's grandmother is on the phone.
The very next day, word got out that she was on the air, and Eminem's mom was on the phone, and we went and spent 25 minutes with her.
And then Grandma.
Slamming Grandma and talking about
it. And Grandma had to call back with a rebuttal, and we finally put a stop to it.
It was like, what is going on? I have those interviews. I was just listening to them.
Are they as insane
They're
as I
insane.
Remember?
Insane. Completely insane.
Because we literally had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
They just called up and started yakking.
Yep. That was bizarre.
Well, I mean, we're not even a hip-hop station.
No!
I still don't know how that happened.
Don't know either.
Because obviously your first thought, Rob, is that, you know, it's somebody like you pranking us.
It was 100% real.
Yeah, it just doesn't even make sense because they're all from that trailer park in Michigan.
That's yeah. I don't know if there's like a radio station that starts with 96 up there and they got our number instead.
But 2 days, 3 days in a row going back and forth. All right. That appreciate you calling.
Yeah. I hope you guys can get together soon.
Wow. Dateline Kentucky. These are bad people. A Kentucky pet shop owner is accusing two girls of stealing guinea pigs from his store. He catches them. Hey, what do you got in that bag? As they're getting in the car?
Nothing.
The girl, I guess they took two of them. One of the girls picked up the guinea pig and threw it out the window at him. He guess they got the license. Well, here, listen for yourself. A girl throwing a guinea pig at a guy.
Didn't look typically like the kind of girls that would be carrying an oversized purse. Looked over the counter to see the other girl carrying the bag very low to the ground, screaming at them, give me the guinea pigs. And the other little girl reached down, got one of them out of the bag, went to give it out to me. And the other girl pulled her back in the car and told her, no, we're leaving. That's when she cracked the window a little bit and just threw the guinea pig out the window. Clipped my legs, ran over my foot. The mother of one of the two girls just went to their apartment to check. And indeed, there's an extra guinea pig there and we need to go identify him.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I don't have time.
Yeah.
You know, work it out amongst yourselves.
I got to tell you about a face. Oh, jeez. Look at that mugshot. I got to tell
what
you.
What is that?
That's her.
What?
I got to tell
you. That's a her?
Yeah.
That looks like a freaking. That looks like Anthony Nunez, Hall of Fame left tackle. And now, that's
her,
a girl. Yeah,
that's her friend. I think they're love sisters.
No, you're wrong. That's a Pro Bowl left tackle if I ever saw one.
It's a girl.
Watching that blind side.
This started in 2015.
That is not a girl.
It is. This started in 2015. I don't know how many people know about this, but beware of this. And don't fall for this Facebook scam that's still going around. It started back in 2015, but I guess for every holiday season it pops up. It's called, and you'll see it on your Facebook, Secret Sister. It's a gift exchange, supposedly, that involves you buying a $10 gift for a stranger on Facebook who needs it. With the promise that you could receive up to 36 gifts in return.
Really? We're still doing this?
Yep.
At this late date?
It involves recruitment, giving your personal information out. Don't do it, especially you young people.
This is a classic pyramid scheme, which we want you to know is completely illegal.
Is that even
necessary?
So
therefore, if you participate in it, then you're breaking the law. And that doesn't matter if it's through the mail or if it's through social media or through email. Either way, you're breaking the federal law.
All right, here's the infamous fart. Wrap up the grab bag on this beauty.
Real beauty.
Eric Swalwell. And we call him Swallowwell. He's on the Intel committee. He's Schiff's best buddy up there. Tried running for president, but nobody wanted to even consider him. He was on Hardball with Chris Matthews on MSNBC last night.
So he was on with Matthews, who is documented. He feels tingles up his legs.
Yes. And it is believed, you be the judge, that Congressman Eric Swalwell farted. Here it is.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Wait a second. I don't want them to say that the microphones were bad, that Stan and Haney were talking over it, that the volume wasn't up high enough. Okay, let's get here. We go.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
wait a second. I mean, seriously, what?
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
That's a heavy-duty one. That's not a one-cheek sneak.
Well, he doesn't have the control that we have.
I'm telling you, that's not a puffer.
And there's nothing he can do to stop it.
That's a full-fledged check your drawers.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
That's a full-on Montana mudslide.
Yeah, that is That, what the hell?
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
What happens when you do nothing but eat kale?
What the hell? This is
a classic pyramid scheme.
Oh, this is it. There's one.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
And the president did respond, said it's the most intelligent thing he's produced in a while.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41, North Naples.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
That was willful.
That was willful. And you know what? It's Matthews talking to him from the Capitol. It's two of them. It's either Matthews or Swallowwell, and it's not Matthews.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Oh man, that's a strong one.
And my understanding is that all involved deny it.
How can you deny that?
Because he's a Democrat.
It was, of course, live feed. Can't doctor the tape because it's live.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
We're going to take a break.
What a jerk.
I've got an amazing story on the local beat. This is a beauty, a real beauty. I'll also take your phone calls if you want to talk. Mike Chiannopoulos coming up in the 3 o'clock hour.
And Stan, if I can have just a moment before you get to the local beat.
Yes.
In the next break.
Yes.
I'll admit that I dropped the ball a little bit. I did not realize that it was International Men's Day.
Yes.
I'd like to do just about a minute-long tribute,
sure,
if I might.
Sure. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Mike Chiannopoulos in about 25 minutes. If you want to talk to Mike, you can phone in while he's in here. Or you can text your question on the Absolute Law text line. 239-277-9600, and we'll relay your text to Mike, and he will answer it. But now's your opportunity. We have an attorney in every week. You've got some problems of your own. Now's the time. So you can text early now, 239-277-9600. Mike will be in here in about 20 minutes.
Stan, you just informed us,
yes,
and the world,
yes,
that today is International Men's Day.
It is.
I think it's only appropriate that we pay a brief tribute.
All right.
Alfalfa, will you sway me before we have lunch?
Sure, darling.
Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the Human Woman Haters Club?
I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
Happy International
Men's
Day. Yes,
international. It's not national. It's not America thing. International.
Yeah.
International Men's Day.
In case you missed it.
Yeah.
And in case you missed it here.
Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the Human Woman Haters Club?
I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
Yeah.
Remember that when we were all card-carrying members of the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Let's do the local beat. This is get ready for a real doozy.
Boy,
on this one.
A real beauty?
Oh, this is a real beauty. A 35-year-old woman. On today's edition of Stan's Local Beat, this comes to us from what's the Charlotte County newspaper, the Picayune? What is that?
That's New Arla. Why is my mic sound weird to you?
Hold on. Talk again.
Hello.
Yeah, you're all right. I brought down the wrong one.
Oh.
Sorry, my bad on that.
So you were potting my mic down purposely?
No,
Just fading it down to see if I'd notice.
No, I was grabbing. I grabbed the wrong one from the recording of Alfalfa.
Well, you know what? I bet bet Eric Swallowwell would love it if somebody had brought his mic down.
That's the other thing. Texts coming in. Program directors running out. Apparently, the explanation.
There is no explanation.
No, of course not.
Other than the obvious.
It was Chris Matthews raking his cup over the counter at that precise moment.
Look, if you want me to believe my president is a foreign agent, I'm keeping that guy farted.
Yep.
Okay?
They're capable of anything. All right. Local beat. This is from the Charlotte County newspaper.
Picayune?
I don't know what their name is. Dateline.
Register?
Yes. Could be. I think it's the Port Charlotte Sun something.
Inquirer?
It's a Chronicle. Dateline. Inglewood, Florida.
I know you like it up there because of shark's teeth.
Yeah, you just get up to Inglewood, and then you go over the little bridge there, and it takes you to Boca Grande and all of that.
Wait a second. You've got to drive just hours and hours just to get to a piece of Lee County.
Yes, you got to go up to Charlotte County to go to Lee County.
Brad, online one.
Did somebody tell you the name of the paper? Is that who's calling in? Well, what do they want?
No, that's Brad on line one.
You tell Scatter to get lost. I'm in the middle of local beat. He said enough yesterday in his email. There's a guy that's going to need an attorney.
Oh.
local beat. Dateline, Inglewood, Florida, just up the road. Headline reads, intoxicated woman allegedly knocked man out after seance. That's just the tip. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, well, that's a couple of things that women love: witchcraft and strong drink.
A seance, a football game, and a night of drinking
equals
led to the arrest of a woman who allegedly knocked a man unconscious last week in his home. According to,
but it wasn't her; it was the seance.
Oh, it was her. According to an arrest affidavit, Christy Johnson, age 35, had been dropped off at her mother's house in Inglewood with her children on November 11th because she was arguing with her husband. Johnson had been drinking and
drop her off at the mother's. Yep. That's a classic move.
Johnson had been drinking and was impaired and reportedly left her mother's house.
Hello, Helen.
To go to a neighbor's.
Can you deal with her? Because I can't.
Johnson had been drinking and was impaired and reportedly left her mother's house to go to a neighbor's for more alcohol. The victim. His fiance and son had returned home at around 7 p.m.
Why are they involving children and all this?
From picking up a table and some chairs at a friend's house shortly before Johnson arrived. Johnson reportedly wanted to do a seance, which the four did together in their kitchen. Then the victim wanted to watch Monday Night Football. He sat down on the couch in the living room, but Johnson allegedly grabbed the remote out of his hand and told him the TV was her fiancé's, not his.
What?
When he tried to get the remote back, she bit his arm, kicked him in the crotch, and punched him in the face. This according to the arrest affidavit.
Oh, Jesus.
He told her he wasn't putting up with her actions and left. But then she grabbed him by the back of the head and slung him down the hallway. He hit a shelf, then knocked his head on the floor and blacked out. He was unconscious for about a minute, he later told law enforcement. The victim's fiance separated the two, and the victim went to sit on the lanai on a couch by the pool. She thought he was okay, and well, everyone went to bed. In the morning, she had Johnson leave before the victim woke up. When she tried to wake the victim up, he wouldn't wake up. After trying for about 20 minutes, she got scared and called 911. Before emergency personnel arrived, the victim did wake up, complaining of head, neck, and back pain. He needed to go to the hospital. Johnson had reportedly been drinking an alcoholic beverage straight out of the bottle during the incident. The victim said he knew it would be a bad night because she gets out of control when she drinks alcohol. Johnson.
So she's dumped at her mother's house enough that the neighbors know?
Yeah. Johnson was charged with battery and remains in custody in the Charlotte County Jail. Take a listen about this beauty. She was previously arrested in March after leaving her five children in the car when she went to drink at Bandito's Bar in Inglewood. She was on probation for contributing to the delinquency of a minor when she was arrested on Wednesday, and has also been charged with a probation violation. Congratulations, 35-year-old Christy Johnson, drinking straight out of the bottle and drop off at the mother's house.
You know what? That was a brilliant move by the guy. Dropped her off just in time.
Yep. And then we'll all go do a drunk seance. I just want to watch Monday Night Football, and I ain't putting up with your crap.
So this was a neighbor of her mother's that she went drinking with?
Yes, she went to get more alcohol, yes. Ahoy.
God.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Ahoy.
Yes.
I just want to say it was an interesting clip you said I would get.
Who is this?
My name is Todd.
Your name is Todd? Hold on. Is it Scatter?
He told me his name was Tim on the phone.
Oh, hi, Scatter. What do you want?
I'm Jim. Jim is my name.
You know what? Snap out of it.
I just wanted to say... what a great quippy.
I can't.
No, I can't either. You're telling me about this crazy broad, and then we got Scatter on the back end.
Yeah. Something tells me he's had a night like that.
Alfalfa, do you want to push me on the swing? Hey, Romeo, what about your promise to the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Mike Chinopoulos, you want to talk to him?
Oh, sweet Jesus. That
voice
is
to
just...
voice, 277-9600.
Why'd you have to do that?
Absolute Law text line. Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600.
A stupid, drunken woman.
Yeah, not every day. You got an attorney to talk to. Now's your opportunity.
Yeah, well, Lord knows there's an attorney that's got his work cut out for him there. First thing is put glasses on her.
Oh, you know, that's court-appointed, by the way, for that one.
Yeah, she'll need to put glasses on, and they'll have to go shopping at the Goodwill for something demure.
Yep.
Business-like.
Very high-collared.
Yep.
277-9600. Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. No, Mike Chinopoulos is next.
That's fine, bailiff. Can you just leave her cuffed?
Keep her chained to her seat.
Yeah, if you can do that, that helps. You see, that keeps her hands from shaking as bad.
Mike Chinopoulos.
Oh, God.
Stan and Haney Show.
Why'd you do that?
96K Rock. We'll be back.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Tuesday afternoon. That means Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law is here in studio. If you'd like to talk to Mike, 277-9600. You can also text him a question on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Welcome, once again, Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, guys. Who turned on the refrigerator? What's up with that?
Well, that's how we live.
Yeah.
Man, the only time I ever want to see ice again is in my gin.
Yeah, boom, boom. And
this is too cold for me.
And the clear ice. Actually, today is nicer than it was yesterday. It's pleasant.
Mike, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, because there is so much noise with the coverage of everything that's going on in Washington, D.C., and I want to see if I'm right in my understanding that what is going on in the House really is a charade, and that under your real rules of evidence that you deal with every day in a court of law, that what they're doing now, it would not be allowed.
No,
they,
it's
and
a joke.
If it gets in front of the Senate, where you've got the Chief Justice of the United States, the rules of evidence are going to be legit.
And that's none of it's admissible.
So think about it like this, guys. That what the House is doing is like an indictment. It's like a grand jury. And at a grand jury, the defendant, a federal grand jury, the defendant doesn't even have the right to testify or know that the grand jury is going on. And the only standard is, can the prosecutor present enough evidence that the grand jury can say a crime was likely committed, will indict him? And then the trial starts and the investigations go on and all that. So what the House is doing is like a grand jury. They only are going to refer it ultimately. So the admissibility standards are lower. But you're right, Haney. When it gets to the Senate, if it gets to the Senate, which I believe it will never get to the Senate, but if it does, you're right. The Chief Justice is going to preside and the rules of evidence are going to apply. And about 80% of the crap we're hearing, 90% of the crap we're hearing now isn't going to be admissible.
So much, it seems like
this is all media hype. This is not political
media,
nonsense.
Those of us that see through it, I guess we're just waiting that hopefully at some point there will be an adult in a room that says this is not how we do things.
Well, here's what I want to know. When are we going to hold the public representatives that we elected and gave our pocketbook to, when are we going to hold them accountable for the millions of dollars they're spending on political antics that amount to no government for us? That's what I want to know. And I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat, you're liberal or you're conservative. You know what? The whole bunch needs to be thrown the hell out of there.
I also heard a very interesting nuance. And, you know, I don't know if it'll change the way that people look at these hearings or not. But when you've got these witnesses that they're dealing with, those witnesses are under oath.
Absolutely. But and they can be charged with perjury, although unless you're Hillary.
However,
then you can say whatever you want.
The people asking the questions and leading the witnesses are not under oath.
That's correct.
And they can say
anything they want.
I don't know who the whistleblower is. I don't know.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It can be a bald, out and out provable lie.
And that's okay. If it's the questioner.
Yeah. Because although in the proceedings there are people under oath,
it's not them.
Yes.
Exactly. But it's the same way the police officers are allowed to lie to you and say, Haney, you might as well tell us the truth because we got Stan in the other room and he's about to roll on you. And if he does,
I'm going to sing like a canary.
You know, the first taker gets the best deal. So what do you want to do?
But in reality, I'm not saying anything.
Stan's in the other room going, I'm never going to tell you anything.
But
you
they
don't
can
know
lead,
that.
They can lead you like
and
that.
And they can lie to you. They can lie to you and tell you during an investigation, well, you know, Haney, we've already got your fingerprints at the murder scene. Well, you weren't even at the murder scene because you didn't really commit the murder. So at that point, you go, yeah, okay, whatever.
But they can lead any way they want.
But if you were at the murder scene, whether you committed the murder or not, you're going to start going, oh, crap. Maybe
or you're an honest person thinking the police would never lie to me. How did my fingerprints end up somewhere I've never been?
Right.
That's not honest, Haney. It's naive.
277-9600. We've got someone that's been waiting the longest. We'll get to them right now. Mike Chiannopoulos, 277-9600. Absolute Law, text line 239-277-9600.
What would you say to me as counsel in that situation and go, Mike, not only did I not do this, I don't know these people, I was never there, and they say that they've got all this evidence against me.
Yeah, I would tell you, come on in. I'll tell you everything that I tell all criminal defendants. Come on in, sit down, and I put a big coffee mug in front of them that's empty, and I go, drink that. And they look at me and go, what is it? It's a big piping hot cup of shut the hell up.
Yep, keep quiet.
And I want you to drink the whole thing, right? That's the best thing you can do.
So whether you are guilty or innocent, it doesn't change how things are handled.
That's
you
right.
You just shut up.
You need to shut up even more if you're innocent. because they'll twist it around and they'll make it look bad. That's their job, man.
Psychologically, I don't think we as Americans can deal with that.
I've never met anybody that could actually shut up. Some clients do better with it than others, but, you know.
Especially when you're not guilty.
Because
you
it's an instinct. You want to defend yourself.
Right? You want to defend yourself.
You're and then they go, accused. Look at that. That's evidence of guilt.
Well, I know a thing or two about being falsely accused,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you that
it's got to be the worst feeling in the world.
And when you're morally outraged about it because you know you didn't do it, people. That's right, Haney. They say, "Ah, he protested too loudly."
It's all bull.
You know.
Yep. Let's go line one. Ahoy! Who's this?
This is Will.
Will, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law.
Hey, Will, what do you got for us today?
I have a couple of questions. My first one being, my wife got a summons for a non-compete, and in the summons, it refers to them coming after assets.
All right, no Dude. Names. We can't say any names or anything.
No, right. sir. No, sir.
All right.
Do I need to obtain an attorney to, because of assets, meaning house, cars, whatever?
Let's talk about that for a second.
When was it a summons or was it a letter?
Yeah, when you
it's
say a summons. Okay, so
it's a summons, a court.
All right, but hang on. It says summons on it.
Yes, sir, it does.
Behind that, then, that summons should be two pages, because we have to do it in Spanish as well, just so that we, you know, don't offend anybody.
I don't
know. I'm kind of pissed off we don't do it in Greek, by the way. But anyway, next, behind that document should be a complaint.
Yes, sir, I have the complaint.
All right, that's what you need to bring me. So call 239-ASK-MIKE. And
yes,
make an appointment to come and see me. Bring that document with you as soon as possible because you only have 20 days to answer. And
yes,
then we're going to talk about what that means with respect to your assets, her assets, marital assets. We'll talk about all that, and then you can do what you need to do.
Yes, sir.
And
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a free consultation just because you're a listener.
Free consultation.
All right.
All right, Mike.
There
Thank
you go.
Thank you so much. All right, fellas.
I want to add that because Mike brings that up from time to time, and sometimes we forget to mention it. Mike Chinopoulos will always give you a free phone consultation. A lot of times he needs to look at a few things and see exactly the wordage on something or exactly where you are. And Mike will always give you a free phone consultation to make your own choices.
Yeah, and that's important. But what I just told this guy, because of the nature of it, come in and see me. And I don't do free in-office consultations. I do it on the phone. And if
right.
I can help you, I have you come in and it works out. But I'll give this guy a free in-person consultation.
Yeah, given the timeline and
exactly.
all that.
Yeah, and just get in and see me, and I'll tell you what to do. And, you know, you do what you want.
277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike Chinopoulos. Line 2. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Tracy.
Yeah, ahoy. Your name's Tracy?
Yeah, this is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, Tracy, what are you up for us today?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I have a 16-year-old daughter that got into a rear-end collision. She rear-ended a woman. The woman drove away, and now, you know, after the police came and no tickets were issued, but now she's trying to sue us personally.
Yep.
And we had full coverage insurance.
Okay.
And now they're asking for 5 years of 5 years of income tax paperwork.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like they're suing you. That sounds like they've got one of those collection law firms on what's called a subrogation claim. I've seen so much of this in Florida, it's crazy. So you get in a car accident, no tickets are issued, right? No fault is determined. And then this person that you hit goes to their insurance company, and they collect like $25,000 or $30,000. That insurance company comes after you for the subrogation, so it's your fault. But here's the thing. You have insurance coverage. Like you said, you had full coverage. So don't do anything. Don't talk to anyone. Give them my name and number. Tell them, call 239-ASK-MIKE. Mike Chinopoulos is my lawyer. Call him. And if I get any calls, I'll call you. 9 times out of 10, they won't call again. They'll just leave you alone. But if I get any calls, I'll call you and let you know. So leave your information at my office.
Jesus.
Okay. You got it. Okay.
I mean, it's a scam. It's legal, technically, but it's a BS scam.
Okay. Great.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. I feel better already.
You're welcome.
You know, that's
and we'll get him covered by his own insurance and do some other things. He's not at risk here. But that's the kind of BS that these companies do, and it's legal technically, but boy, it sure is deceitful.
Does that go to the Attorney General's office? Because that's it's like you said, it's not
Well, technically, they can get by with it because it's a subrogation right. So you can turn it in. But
well, then do we need to
amend the law? Yeah.
Yes. Go to the floor in a House and Senate and
listen. But that's the least of the laws we need to amend, Haney. The crisis right now, and it is a full-blown epidemic crisis that is harming people, is the family law system. The family law system desperately needs to be revised. It's antiquated. Our divorce rates are double now. Now we have same-sex divorces to deal with after the new law a couple of years ago, and we desperately need to fix the family law system.
What law? Wasn't that just a Supreme Court decision?
Right. Unfortunately, that's the law. Yeah, they get to make it. I don't understand. It's not constitutional.
So it's not a statute.
Right. It's common law. Common law. What is that? Well, you know, you go back to a couple of Supreme Court cases in the 1890s, and you'll see that the Supreme Court just declared the right to judicial review.
So there's no statute or anything.
No. And they read it into the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't say in Article 3, and the Supreme Court has the right to determine the constitutionality of any actions of the other two branches. It doesn't say that. They assumed it in the 1890s in a big decision. Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume something?
Yeah. Right? Right? I hear you.
Line one.
Break up those syllables.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi there, this is Rich.
Rich, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law.
Hey, I have an idea for a product that I wanted to bring out. I kind of, not really invent things, but I've built things for myself before, but this time I've gotten a product that I think a lot of people would be interested in, and I was thinking of calling one of those invention help people things, but I'm not sure if I want to go that route because they just want to sell the idea. Yeah. I was thinking about actually building the idea.
That's what we call the old Edison model.
Yep.
Well, what I will tell you about those late night TV commercials, and I've had people attempt to use them. they always want to take a percentage of what you got going on instead of just doing the patent for you. Right. So I would suggest there is one local patent lawyer that I like very much. It's a very specialized area. Now, copyright is different than patent. Copyright is like your name, your logo, that kind of stuff. A patent right. is a mechanical or a gadget, if you will. Okay?
Sure.
Now, in order to be a member of the patent bar, to practice in front of the United States Patent Office, your undergraduate degree has to be something scientific. So you have to have a math degree, a science degree, a engineering degree, a electric engineering degree, a computer science degree, et cetera. Or you can't even sit for the patent bar, which is a separate bar.
Whoa.
Okay.
So they're serious. And there's a good patent lawyer locally that I know. If you'll call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE, we'll get you hooked up with him.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Right. In the meantime, let me give you a real quick piece of practical advice. In the meantime, take your blueprints, your ideas, everything, put it all, make four copies of it, put them all in separate envelopes, mail them to yourself, and don't open them. Because now you've got a postmark, you got an established date as to when you had this idea, and if somebody tries to hose you, you can show that you had it first, that it was yours.
Isn't that called a poor man's patent?
Some people refer to it as that, but it's not really a patent, so I don't like to call it that. I call
protection.
It some insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's insurance, so somebody can't lie and screw you and take your ideas.
I agree. Thank you very much.
But don't they, when you do get a patent, don't they publish what you're doing?
Yes, but it's enforceable, okay? It's enforceable.
Because I saw, look what Sony, they've applied for a patent, so here's what the new controller will look like, and they've added this feature and this feature.
Correct.
And if I'm Xbox over here, I'm like, so that's what they're up to.
But if you try to do that, you're going to get hammered for millions of dollars, right? Now, you can come up with something that's competitive with it.
Something that's better than it.
Yeah, something that's better than it, right. Right. And now the reason you see patent pending all the time, you guys see that on products all the time, patent pending, because a patent only lasts for 20 years. So when it's pending, it means they haven't issued the patent yet. It's still in the process. So a lot of these big manufacturers, like toy companies, for instance, they try to keep the patent pending for 20 years and then get it issued so they get 40 years of
right.
it. See what I'm saying?
Well, and plus the fact in that industry, they got to move quick anyway because, you know, something that might be worth some money today is going to be worth nothing after Christmas.
Right. I mean, think about the Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I hope that answered your question.
It does. Thank you very much.
There you go, buddy.
All right, Rich. Good luck.
277-9600. We go to the Absolute Law text line.
We're covering some ground today.
Yeah. I wish Rich makes a lot of money.
That'd be nice.
Inventors deserve it.
I'm a not, this is not Stan talking, this is the texter. Absolute Law text line. Mike, I'm a non-violent felon. My wife would like to own a gun. Would it be a problem even if she had them locked up or a permit to carry sign? It seems unfair for her. I'm not just saying that this is that she is giving me a hard time, but I'd still like to know. He's a convicted felon, can't have a gun. She wants a gun. Can she have them even if they're locked up and all that stuff?
Well, what some people would tell you is, well, that's too bad. She shouldn't have married a felon. I don't subscribe to that theory. There really isn't a good way to do it because you're always at risk, man. Now, what's the likelihood of somebody coming into your house and finding a weapon? Assuming you don't handle it, it goes in a gun safe when she comes home. She takes it when she wants to go to the range or when she's going to carry it or whatever, right? What's the likelihood of that happening? Statistical probability, zero. But do you want to take a chance on going back to prison for 5 years?
Right.
I wouldn't.
Something else happens. That's just one more thing to hammer you with.
I'd put a gun safe in the garage. If it's a detached garage, separate garage, I'd put a gun safe in the garage and let her keep them there.
And you know what?
Or put an outdoor shed. With a gun safe in it.
God forbid that that gun has to be used in home protection. You can be doing nothing wrong. You can be the good guy in that situation. I bet they'd still lock him up.
That's right. And here's the other problem is that, you know, you just never know. Anytime you there's a proportionate relationship between safety and accessibility. If you keep your weapons safe, they're absolutely worthless as home defense items because you can't get to them, get to the ammunition, put them all together, and be ready to go in a time that would be required to stop a threat. So you have to decide. Do you want to emphasize home protection, or do you want to emphasize gun safety? It's kind of a scary call. It depends on how old your kids are, I think.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, can you set up an NFA trust, and about how much would that cost?
An NFA trust?
Yeah, I don't know what NFA trust. I don't know what that, you know, needs to spell it out more.
Yeah, they're going to have to call me.
And call you at your office.
We do trust, so, and I have a lawyer that does nothing but trust who works for me. So call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll put you together and see what we come up with.
All right, we got one more call for this afternoon. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve.
Steve, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, Stan, you hear me okay?
Because I can hear you good, and I'm perfectly all right. You don't see me edgy, do you?
No, sir, you're good.
Mike's right here.
Steve, what do you got for us today?
Hey, Mike, I've talked to you before, and you helped me through a mortgage thing years ago, but I appreciate that. Yeah. But I just left one of them crazy ones after 14 years. We never were married. Oh. We lost the house to a fire, and I have belongings there, and I just wanted to know if I had statute of limitations to get my stuff out, and do I have the right just to go take what's mine without getting in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, it's your house and it's her house. Both of you own it. Are you telling me that it's raised? In other words, it's not livable?
It's not livable, no. It's stripped out everything.
Yeah, you can't get arrested for stealing your own stuff, brother.
Okay, yeah, but we were never married. And the house is in her name. That's what scared me. So.
Well, if it's only in her name, you kind of got a different issue. But if it's on your driver's license as your mailing address, you can go get your stuff.
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Go get your stuff. Don't take anything that doesn't belong to you.
All right. Love you guys. Right. Go home. Thank you.
Thank you. Very quickly, the texter had texted back in. It is the National Firearms Act.
Okay. So what they're looking for is a firearms trust.
Right.
Okay? And that's
right.
A separate type of trust. That's not a trust like we talk about in terms of wills and distributing assets and stuff. It's a trust that allows you to keep certain firearms, and it's a very good thing to do, and it's a really good thing to do if you ever want to own a fully automatic weapon, because that's the only way you can do it.
Okay. One last one. Again, these late texts on the Absolute Law text line. Let me get to the right one, and then I can do this.
Are burst weapons considered automatic?
You know, 3 to 5 round bursts are not considered automatic, but there's kind of a medium class between those weapons, and it's still illegal. You can only have a repeat weapon.
Here we go.
Even an assault rifle.
Hi, Mike. Quick question for you. If I worked retail and a customer made a false report, made a false HR report, if I was already found innocent, can they take any action against them?
Well, if you probably weren't found innocent, because there really is no such thing in the HR world, it was probably closed as unsubstantiated, right? That doesn't mean you didn't do it. It
right.
just means they didn't find any evidence you did do it. Isn't that crappy?
Yeah.
If I didn't do it, there's not going to be any evidence I did. But yet in the investigation, you're not going to say he didn't do it. You're going to say it's unsubstantiated. We didn't find any evidence that indicated he did it.
So this person wants to know, can I take any action against them that are making that made the alleged false claim?
You can, and you're going to have to show damages. So that's a defamation case, and those are interesting. Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, free phone consultation, and I'll get some more facts from you, and I'll tell you what I think as to whether or not it's a viable action.
Anybody can call you 24/7,
right.
And you're going to talk to them.
Outside of normal business hours, you just press 6 at that number, and you come right to me. It's me. It's my cell phone, wherever I am, Gulf of Mexico, Greece, wherever.
He's Mike Chinopoulos.
That's a fact.
And I know. Every Tuesday right here on the Stan and Haney Show, you want to get a hold of him, 239-ASK-MIKE. Mike, thank you.
He could be in Greece.
Yeah, I know.
Eating an authentic gyro.
Authentic.
And I'll answer the phone. I will.
It's a fact. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails in about 30 minutes. Chance for you to win with Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips, and today's theme are game shows within movies. Just movies that have a game show in
it. Sounds like a real mind F to me.
Yeah. So it'll be self-explanatory when we do it. But they're movies that incorporate in the movie some kind of game show.
Stan, what does happy mean?
Huh?
The root of happy,
yeah,
is happenstance.
Yep.
Things beyond our control.
Correct. 96K Rock welcomes Dirty Honey.
What?
They're big. They're big. They're skyrocketing, and they're coming to Dixie Roadhouse on Friday, January 24th. Tickets will go on sale Friday through access.com, 96krock.com, and the K-Rock mobile app. Matter of fact, a little bit later on during Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win some tickets to go see Dirty Honey coming to Dixie Roadhouse. Tickets go on sale Friday, so keep listening for that. Let's get you updated on traffic. Our first look at traffic this afternoon, brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive in Fort Myers. Bust things up, crack things, just smash without getting in trouble. AmRageRoom.com is where you get all the info. All right, let's take a look, see what we got here. Couple in Fort Myers got a crash, 6 Mile Cypress and Metro Parkway. Crash Fort Myers, Plantation Road and Daniels Parkway. And in Lehigh Acres, got a crash, the 1100 block of Homestead Road, right next to the Winn-Dixie. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic report for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you you did not know.
My favorite part of the newscast.
Oftentimes, you might suspect things and just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, people will tell you're being paranoid by doing that. But sometimes,
yes,
it's real.
Yeah, sure.
Two DMV workers are arrested for taking bribes to let people skip in line. And there's something going on.
You come in there, we'll get you right up front.
Oh, what, are you insane? They wouldn't do that.
Get you in and out of here.
A professor who is an expert on money laundering has been busted. We'll tell you what for.
In less than an hour.
You know, we have our bodies. They're all different shapes and sizes with different abilities. Now, when you're talking about an athlete, it's obvious the advantage that the body would give an athlete. But what about when you're a 380-pound gentleman? You don't get around that good.
No. Legs hurt. Knees hurt.
Sure.
Back.
Yep.
Tough to get out of a chair.
But when you're 380 pounds, you do have some superpowers. Like being able to hide meth deep in the belly button.
Yep, deep. It's like a little compartment.
And finally, speaking of meth, South Dakota may not have fully thought through their new anti-drug slogan. We'll tell you what it is.
All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to bring laughter each and every day here. We attempt it with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
3 top Jeopardy winners will compete in a greatest of all time tournament in January.
Yeah, all the biggies.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Jeopardy categories you won't ever see.
Top Jeopardy categories you won't ever see.
Nice cats. Oh, he found the gold mine there, did he?
I found the gold mine. I got these. I'm going to turn them over to him after I'm done with them.
Okay.
put them into Rob's sound effect library. I found a bunch of them.
Top Jeopardy categories you won't ever see.
Okay.
Shows that think they're clever for making you answer in the form of a question.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Earnhardt.
Useful advice from boomers.
Unique! Woo!
Oh, we got them all.
Yeah, I did some digging.
Solid Dane Cook punchlines.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Jesus. Reasonably priced Starbucks beverages.
Oh, yeah, never see that category.
Shut up, go!
Ba-ba-ba!
Get out of that bullhorn! You need a bullhorn! Bullhorn!
Top Jeopardy categories you won't ever see.
Yes.
Pete Rose or Amy Klobuchar.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Highly admired millennials.
Oh, my God.
Sober Mall Santas.
Well, huh.
Roseanne's most hilarious tweets. Ways to pronounce booty judge.
Get up off the ground now, you're over it.
People who look cool vaping.
Well, that's wonderful.
Rudy Giuliani GQ covers.
Oh. No, I gotta do this. I can do this. I can do this.
Popeye's chicken sandwich victims.
Ow! Dirty son of a...
And finally, the very top Jeopardy category you won't ever see.
Yes.
Things Facebook and Google don't know about you.
Woo!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Left the building. Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
For this one, I would like to include Rob in this email because I need answers, and I don't know what exactly is all going on here. Are you with me, Rob?
Yeah, I can't stop.
Come in, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There he is.
See?
What, are you eating something over there?
Chicken sandwich.
What are you eating?
Yeah, I can't stop, man.
It is good.
It's a good sandwich.
You're darn right it is.
You ever had a bite without pickle?
Nope, perfect pickle placement.
This is from Ray.
See, I told you it would lead to problems, and you didn't listen.
She writes, ahoy, gentlemen. I don't have an opportunity to listen to your show live, so I really rely on your podcasts.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, to give me the latest entertainment to and from work every day. My question is for Friday's show. I want to know if Dave did in fact quit again. Because the details given for the podcast is that Dave's in an eating contest. I listened to the whole podcast and never heard Dave once in the podcast. Really? I have also been concerned lately because it seems that maybe some material goes missing from the podcast. Do you know if I am listening to all of your airtime on that particular day, or does some of it get cut? Rob?
No, it goes up as we record it. Live on the air.
I have been a longtime listener since 1996.
Dave ate a whole can of squid.
Yeah, and banana blossoms.
Yeah, the title for that one was Dave Quits the Show Before It Starts. Because
right,
that
did.
Was on Friday. He almost quit and walked out as the show started.
Yeah, and he was on throughout the show. Ray is, she's from Venice. P.S. Maybe you can answer this too, Rob. P.S. I am not sure what you call the 30-second voice used before each new segment. What is that?
That's part of the Marvin department.
Aha! Let me finish the...
I've never heard it.
Neither have I. Let me finish the complete P.S. now that I know. P.S. I'm not sure what you call the 30-second voice used before each new segment in the podcast, but whoever wrote them should be fired. They are awful and not funny at all.
What are they doing to us?
What are they doing, Rob?
I don't have to go and pull because I upload it as is, and then I guess they go back in and splice things in afterwards.
Oh, to make it better.
To make it better. Keep your hands off of our show, Marvin. Yep.
He thinks he's funny.
What are they? Will you, during the song segment, listen to what is being said there and pass it along to us?
Sure.
I appreciate that. Leave it alone, Marvin.
And then people think it's us.
And it's not us. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it won't be too long before we start to see the left's House of Cards start to fall.
Well, let's get it started.
It looks like on December 11th, the IG report will be released for all of us to see. It's somewhere around 500 pages of everything we need to know.
I heard it was closer to 1,000.
Maybe. From what I have heard, certain people have already received a copy of it, and it's going to be very damning to the left. Hopefully, all of those who have tried to discredit Trump will pay the price for their attempt at such a treasonous action against each and every American. I cannot wait to see the report and watch the Dems fall apart. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Well, Guardian, if you want a sneak preview, I would refer you to the speech that Attorney General Barr made to the Federalist Society on Friday.
And as they say, he wouldn't make a speech like that unless he knew. And he's already seen it.
He's disgusted.
Yep. When we come back, a chance for you to win as we play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, movies that have somewhere in the plot a game show. Stan and Haney, 96 KRF.
Too much to say. That's been... Wow. Thank you, Hazel. That's been part of my mission. And representing poor people through the Legal Services Corporation. It was about making people's lives better. And it taught me that even if you're young and you don't have a powerful job, if you work at it, you stick with it, you can make a difference.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney.
Sick, man.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news. Coming up here in just a few minutes. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show, taking you through your Tuesday evening. Rob, very quickly, I asked you earlier to do some investigating with our podcast because people, things left out, people, do we know anything?
No, I've sent an email to Marvin to find out if he can inform me of what's playing in between the segments and where, because it's not from where I pull the podcast from, but
right.
There's so many different ways that people can get the podcast. We're going to have to track down where they're getting it from.
So essentially, if they're listening to the podcast from the K-Rock website Spotify, to listen to it, it should be in its entirety with nothing added.
They'll get one thing, but if they listen from somewhere else.
Yeah, if they listen through
Spotify, iTunes.
They can tag anything they want onto it.
Yeah, they can put anything they want on it and cut it off anytime they want, I would assume. You want to hear the entire show without anybody telling you what you can hear, go to 96krock.com and the K-Rock app, and then you can hear all the streaming. Let's get you updated on traffic. Before I get you updated on traffic, and it's busy, Road Watcher, and I hear him loud and clear. Starting from Alico northbound in the parking lot, also known as I-75, it is moving at 5 miles an hour. Last night, I was coming from the radio station to go home. I take the Alico on-ramp that takes you all the way down to Daniels Parkway. That on-ramp becomes the exit lane for Daniels Parkway. People in season, because it's so much traffic, are doing 60 miles an hour, 55, 60 miles an hour on the on-ramp from Alico going to Daniels. And with all the traffic trying to get into that exit lane and out of that exit lane, they come to a complete stop. And I'm asking everybody going on to 75 from Alico, you're barreling down there. You're doing 60 miles an hour, and suddenly you see in front of you a complete stop. So many people I have seen gone off into the shoulder, into the median, because they can't stop in time. Last night, coming home, was no exception. Four-car back-to-back smash on I-75 between Alico and Daniels. Two cars banged into each other, a third car banged into a small, and the only thing I will say, pest control car. And it looked like a half a car, because people suddenly have to stop, come to a complete stop on I-75, and you are literally taking your life into your hands. You got to be aware of it. They're all cutting in, trying to get out, and it comes to a complete stop. Four-car crash last night when I was coming home from there.
You have a kinetic force that must be expressed.
Yep. And the one that's behind you trying to pass, thinking that they can get ahead of you, what is the business with it being stopped, is the one that's going to ram into you from behind. It is dangerous. please be careful. Let's get you updated on the other stuff. Okay, North Fort Myers got a crash, North Tamiami Trail and Powell Drive. Also in North Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, North Tamiami Trail at the Edison Bridge northbound. Fort Myers, crash, Island Park Road and South Tamiami Trail. Fort Myers, crash, 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right at the Sherwin-Williams store. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Colonial Boulevard and South Cleveland Avenue. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, Arizona Road and Alabama Road North. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in Washington, Fred Graham in Washington, Bruce Dunning in Saigon, Peter Collins in Saigon, Bob Schieffer in San Diego, and Richard Wagner in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, November 19th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. What country do you suppose has the highest suicide rate in the world?
Is it America? The United States of America?
No. Not even close, friend.
What is it?
Greenland.
Well, it's desolate and you can't go anywhere.
And we wanted to buy them and make them part of the United States.
Yeah, that's true.
I bet that would have helped.
Yep.
Yeah, Greenland has the highest suicide rate in the world by far.
And it's icier than Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
But they say it's beautiful, but it's desolate.
And to give you an idea of how dominant Greenland is when it comes to suicide, the Lithuanians come in second.
Oh.
But it's such a distant second. The rate in Lithuania is about, being kind, one-third of Greenland's.
Jeez, Greenland must be hell on earth.
Well, it's probably dark most of the year.
Yep.
It's freezing cold. The only people that want to go there are scientists and oil rigs.
Yeah. Is there any woodlands on Greenland? There's got to be, like, nice fields and
seasonal
stuff. Seasonal.
And that's about a week, I think.
Of nice weather, and then it... Look, there's got pictures of Greenland up there.
Yeah, now what that is...
Absolutely gorgeous.
They have 1 week of summer and 1 week of spring. That's when the mosquitoes come out.
It is icy, too. It's cold.
And there's nothing to do.
And there's nothing to do. It's not like they have a ball team or anything.
Yep. And you can't, you know, if you're born there, you can't leave.
Nope.
You don't have the money for a ticket.
You're trapped. That was the other thing when we were talking about how I never had a desire to go on vacation in Hawaii. I knew somebody that lived in Hawaii, and they say beautiful, it's, you know, picturesque, but you're trapped in the middle of the Pacific. If there's something going on in the U.S. mainland, or you have to go even to one of the other islands, you're trapped on the island. You've got to get a plane to go an island hop around or a boat. And then to get to the mainland of the United States, you are on a island and you're locked in.
And in the grand scheme of things, it's so small in the middle of the ocean. All it takes is bad weather to keep you from going anywhere.
Yep. Yeah, it might be nice to visit. To live there, from what I've been told, you get a little stir crazy.
See, I don't get it. I don't understand that. That's purely psychological. Because in our daily lives, how far off the beaten path do we really go most of the time?
But it's knowing you can.
That if I wanted to drive to Billings, Montana, I could.
You couldn't, living on Hawaii.
But I wouldn't want to.
I don't know. Well, I know your sphere of travel. It's limited.
Yes. About a quarter mile.
Yep. North and south, east and west, quarter mile around.
Yeah, I likened it to its own country, the country of Haneystan.
Yep.
This is the sort of thing that might go through your head while you're standing in line somewhere, but you'll convince yourself you're the crazy one. It doesn't happen. Come on.
What?
Two state employees for the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles were arrested on Friday. They were taking bribes to let people skip the line at the DMV.
I believe it 100%.
21-year-old Allison McFerrin of Spartanburg and 25-year-old Anna Say of Moore were busted for taking bribes that allowed certain people to skip the line.
And it's a quid pro quo.
A 42-year-old gent named Robbie Beerschenk from Boiling Springs. That sounds pleasant.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Boiling Springs.
And what's your name?
Robbie Beerschenk. Yeah, we call it a little bit of hell on earth here in Boiling Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little pitchfork there when it says, welcome to Boiling Springs.
Yep, right there. Hell.
Yep.
That in Greenland. Two worst places to be.
Yep. So this Robbie Beerschenk from Boiling Springs paid Allison so he could avoid having to repeatedly wait in line to transfer a bunch of vehicle titles into his name. She also changed the sale prices so he could avoid fees. Very helpful employee.
Little extras. The little extras.
Here's our standard services.
Yep.
Anna also took a bribe so a person wouldn't have to wait in line to transfer a mobile home.
Oh, man, you go in there, it takes all day.
Yep.
It takes all day. Not if you know who. Anna?
Allison, Anna, and Robbie Beerstank are all charged with bribing a public official and influencing the action of a public employee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yet when I suspect these things, you tell me, come on.
Well, so, most times it is. But it happens on these rare occasions that a beauty like that will let you, for a price, get in line, ahead of the line.
She's so young to look that crazy.
So young, and she's crazy. Look at them eyes.
Yep.
What's the other one, Rob? Show Haney the other.
Yeah. Oh.
And then Bear Stank, there's the brains of the operation.
Yep.
Where's Bear Stank? Beer Stank.
Now look
there
here.
He is.
Looky here, sugar. I got a bunch of titles need done.
Yeah.
I understand that's an inconvenience to you, so why don't I make it worth your while?
Yeah. Here's a crisp $5.
And my a-hole buddy over here, can we throw in a mobile home on that? It ain't a double wide or nothing.
No. Should take one, two, done.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd at the Diamond District and Estero at Coconut Point are kicking off this holiday season with three spectacular days of diamond savings. This weekend only, view the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds priced competitively with the most aggressive places in the world. And take advantage of 3 years interest-free financing. You'll also save big on the largest selection of fashionable diamond jewelry. 5-carat total diamond weight bracelets, $29.99. 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings, $8.99.
If you're in the market for a diamond and you're thinking about where to find your best deal, it's not down in the islands and it's not on the internet. It's with Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds, lowest prices in the world, and 3 years interest-free financing. Your best diamond buying experience is during Diamond Days this weekend at the Diamond District. 3 years interest-free financing based on approved credit and no other discounts or offers can be combined.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, boy, those are some extreme close-ups.
Yeah.
Looking at the congressional testimony of Ambassador Volker, who has a man picking his nose right behind him.
I want to wait for the two shot because you got an old lady that can barely sit in her chair.
And then you got a pretty one by the lawyer.
Then she's a legal assistant.
I like her.
She's a little cutie pie.
There's another one that I think works for the Intelligence Committee that, boy, I'd like to date.
Hard.
Yep. Like to meet her parents.
Sorry about that, folks. Well, no, I'm not.
73-year-old Bruce Bagley is a professor of international studies at the University of Miami.
He sounds important.
He is, Stan. He is an expert on drug trafficking, organized crime, and money laundering, and was behind a book called Drug Trafficking, Organized Crime, and Violence in the Americas Today.
Wow.
So this is a distinguished professor who is considered to be an expert on many things, including money laundering.
Tell you what he's not an expert on, a healthy diet.
He's also not an expert in not getting caught.
Jeez.
I will tell you this, Stan. Yesterday, prosecutors charged him with a crime. Can you guess what it is?
Drugs?
Close. Money laundering.
Oh, all right.
Allegedly, he laundered at least $3 million into the United States from criminals in Venezuela and Colombia, and he was very reasonable. He only pocketed 10% of the money.
Well, that's all. Just a little getting his beak wet.
Now, one might think, you know, given that he's a professor and an expert on the subject, that he would have done a better job of covering his tracks.
You would think. He wrote a book about it.
He even had one of his bank accounts shut down last year for suspicious activity. But that didn't stop him. He just asked if he could open another account. It is possible that he may have underestimated the chances of getting caught, since lately he's been speaking out a lot about how poor of a job most governments are doing at putting a stop to money laundering. He is facing up to 20 years in prison, which is a big deal for a 73-year-old man.
Who is in poor health.
But don't worry. This is academia. He's a professor.
He's probably tenured.
The University of Miami took stern action.
Yes.
And has placed him on double secret administrative leave.
I'm telling you, you're tenured. You're not going to get fired. You stay right there in that little bubble of academia. We know all about it.
You know what? I used to envy the people that had tenure. But now I just pity them because you have to have a very strong stomach to hang around those people that long.
Yep, for that long. Oh, by the way, a lot of questions are being answered. This mysterious 30 seconds before our podcast starts and somebody's saying stuff.
And it's not amusing.
Absolute Law text line. What that lady was talking about are the new intros that you guys are playing on each of your segments. You know, when Snoop Dogg is threatening to blank you in the ass and all of that stuff. Am I right? Is that what it is?
The rejoins, yeah. Coming back from break.
Well, we've complained about him as well.
And nobody's done anything about it.
I thought he was behind it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Out of our hands. Oh,
what, Rob?
Sorry to Marvin, because I blamed him. I thought he was behind it.
No.
He's guilty of something.
He's guilty. Take a look at him. He's guilty of something. Don't be kidding yourself.
Congratulations on that raise. Now put a staff together. Good luck.
I don't know. I think he just hired somebody. I can't get into details
about
it.
Must be a real beauty.
I'm not going to say anything.
That would be wise.
Yes, I'm just... Look, they're putting that money to good use.
Let's move on.
Please.
Yeah, Brian Gumbel taught me that years ago.
Let's move on.
When you got no segue and no way out, that's all you have to do. Just say it sincerely.
Yeah.
Let's move on. There's a 41-year-old gent named Martin Skelly. He lives in Clearwater, which I understand is being completely taken over by Scientology.
Oh, they got the thing right there in Clearwater. They got the Scientology at one of the...
I heard they bought every building in town.
Let me tell you something. And yes.
And they're going to make Tom Cruise mayor.
Maybe. When I went... what's that beautiful old hotel in Clearwater, Rob? That's your area. That's your turf. It's one of these historic hotels that Scientology has taken over. And when I was up there to go to the Herb Alpert show a couple of years back...
What, they turn it into a moon base?
Yeah, I'm walking down, and this pretty woman is standing out there. Can we invite you inside? Would you like to come in? And it was like...
Why, yes, I would.
And you're automatically thinking, well, hello. But no, they have a bunch of... Clearwater is being run by them.
They own everything else around there.
It's incredible. What is that? Everything that they own?
That's what's not owned by them in Clearwater.
Are you kidding me?
Everything else around there. What they're doing is they're having people.
You're telling me the highlighted ones are the only buildings that they don't own?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Times did a really great article where they overlaid the city and just continued to show the progression of how many buildings they bought, and this is what's left in Clearwater.
Jeez.
Like 10 buildings.
That's it.
Yep.
They own everything else.
Whole friggin' town.
I know. But they keep it so beautiful and clean. You know? It's always tidied up very nice. And they keep all the buildings historical, and they look beautiful. But it's freaky.
Whoa.
See,
I knew that they had acquired a bunch, but I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, they got the whole city.
Well, I'm going to go out a limb here, and I don't think this guy's a Scientologist, but he is from Clearwater. He's 41. His name is Martin Skelly. And let's get the stats here, the old tale of the tape. Marty checks in, standing 5'8". Weighing in at 380-plus pounds.
Jeez.
Now, on Friday, it must have been quite the spectacle when he sat down to feed at McDonald's. Matter of fact, it was such a spectacle, somebody called the police on him.
I can see that.
And the police asked, well, what's the issue here? They said, we're not sure, but this is a 380-pound man feeding at McDonald's, and it looks to me like he's up to something.
Yeah.
When the police arrived, they found that he had a needle full of meth on him, you know, ready for convenient injection. So he was arrested. As he was being processed at the jail, as you might imagine, there was an argument among the people working at the jail as to who drew the short straw for the body cavity search. And when the body search was completed, it did indeed turn up a bit of a surprise. They found a full bag of meth on his naked person. Now, you'd think it might be in one place, but it wasn't. Think about being 380 pounds.
Yeah.
He didn't rat hole it.
No.
He was able to wedge a bag of meth in his, quote, belly button cavity.
Cavernous.
And it folds over.
Yeah. Good hiding place. Almost like a kangaroo.
He was hit with 40 million charges, including two felonies.
Jeez.
I got to stay away from Clearwater, man.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis with Investigative Reports. For our final story, here
they're
is
all very attractive people. The buildings are nice, Martini. Beautiful, and clean. The sidewalks are swept. You just don't want to go in the building.
Yeah, well, the next thing you know, then they got you on the Sea Org, and, next thing, you got to go into rehabilitation force.
Yeah.
That's where they throw darts at you. This is what we call an e-meter. Now, in 1965, this was the height of technology, and we haven't changed it a bit. It runs on a AA battery. A needle moves, and that tells me things. You're lying. You must tell me every bad thing you've done. Preferably with photos and videos to accompany it.
Yep.
I'll keep it safe. This is for your benefit. Sorry about that, folks. Bill?
Sorry.
Yeah, speaking of meth, the state of South Dakota has joined the war on meth. Let's hear it for South Dakota.
Yes, right on.
And they are taking it head on. They've just unveiled a brand new anti-meth campaign. And slogan they chose for their anti-meth campaign is getting nationwide attention. But not for the reason you might think. I'll let you be the judge. South Dakota's new anti-meth slogan is, "Meth, we're on it."
What? Meth? Yeah, we're on it.
Now, what they meant by that is that they're on top of the problem and they're taking care of it.
They trademarked that.
Yep.
Meth. Yeah.
But
hey, look at me. We're on it.
It took less than a second for Twitter to explain to South Dakota what people make of that, meaning that Twitter believes that everyone in South Dakota is on meth.
Oh, yeah. We're on it.
Christy Nome, that's Christy with an I, who somehow got to be governor of the state of South Dakota.
Congratulations.
Says she doesn't mind that people are making fun of her. She says the goal of the program was to raise awareness about South Dakota and methamphetamine.
Well, after all, she's on it.
And it's happening, okay? So go ahead and laugh. But Christy, with an I, sometimes with a little heart instead of a dot over the I.
Yeah. There she is.
She's laughing last. Meth, we're on it.
Yep. Haney and I, we're on it.
Yep, right now. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, November 19th.
Double M, XIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
And thank you, Scientology, I am clear of body thetans. I don't need your assistance.
Thank you kindly. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're on it. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits.
This is the stuff she's, talking about on the podcast. That's, hey, we're on. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, it's all right. I can work. Rob show coming up at 6 o'clock. By the way, we got a text on the Absolute Law text line because we were talking about that Scientology stuff up in Clearwater.
Oh, my God.
You got to believe it. It's got to be true. Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, just was at the Publix, and the tabloid front cover claims Tom Cruise has quit Scientology. Baloney. He's one of the ringleaders, isn't he?
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, man.
It's one of the kingpins. What tabloid was it? Here it is. It's in
it's
Touch
one of those,
magazine.
One of those women magazines.
Yeah, one of them lady magazines.
Yeah, that's not a tabloid.
That's a woman's magazine. Tom Cruise quit Scientology. What does it say underneath there, Haney? What is it? Rob, can you see it?
What he saw that changed everything. It took 6 months to plan. There's a secret $25 million payoff, and church leaders are obsessed with his every move. And he's doing it so he can see Suri again, his daughter.
Either that or there, he's doing it so he can see the daughter, get her, and go back into the building.
I don't know, man.
That's
I don't want anything.
No, that's bad news. Bad news. One thing on the board. It's North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Hancock Bridge Parkway and Orange Grove Boulevard. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I got a friend that's trying to lose weight, and she just bought a Nintendo Wii to work out with the fitness thing. Like, look, let me tell you something. If you can't join a gym or go outside and run, you're not losing weight 5 feet from the fridge. That never happens. I hate video games now because they make you do the work. You have to either play guitar or drums or Dance Dance Revolution. Didn't we invent video games so that we could control some other little idiot doing all the hard stuff? Right? When we were kids, we didn't have to lift up a barrel over our head. We outsourced that job to Donkey Kong. That's his deal now. You can have your new fancy games. For my money, the best game of all time came out in 1985, and it went by the name Super Mario Brothers. That's right. Because it was so simple. They aim you in the one direction you have to run. And this is the whole game. If you go too far this way, you can't go back that way, Luigi. Get your fat ass to the castle. But then what happened? The technology progressed, right? All of a sudden, Mario could now walk around in this 3D world. And that's fun for like 10 minutes. And then you're like, okay, where the hell do I go? I'm lost.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Today, I don't know if you know this or not. I didn't. Today, November 19th, is, listen carefully to what I'm saying, International Men's Day. International Men's Day. Today is.
Who decided that?
I don't know.
Happy International Men's Day, a day celebrating men. So don't worry about buying a dozen roses or a box of chocolates or even a thoughtful, sentimental card. Instead, make reservations at a fancy French restaurant. Enjoy a filet mignon and a nice bottle of wine from another country because it's International Men's Day. Oh, and let him pay for it all. So guys, don't forget to have a happy International Men's Day.
Yeah, international. Means absolutely nothing. I'll tell you what means something. When you got your sister coming over for Thanksgiving.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Great. My sister wants everyone to come to her house for Thanksgiving. Last I heard, she was sleeping on a friend's couch. How's that going to work? Will we kick out the recliner and balance the turkey on the footrest? I don't want to be a snob, but most of her roommates have made guest appearances on Cops. I can see it now. Excuse me, Guido, when you find the handcuff keys, can you pass the gravy? I think in order to host Thanksgiving dinner, you should be required to be remotely normal. We'd be better off throwing a table in the back of a pickup and eating at a McDonald's drive-thru. But since it's impossible to turn down a family member during the holidays, I guess I'll have to go. It should be fun. We'll all say grace, reach between the cushions, and eat whatever we find.
Ugh. And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Stan, you just informed us
yes.
and the world
yes.
that today is International Men's Day.
It is.
I think it's only appropriate that we pay a brief tribute.
All right.
Sure, darling. Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
Happy International
Yes,
Men's
international.
Day.
It's not national. It's not America thing. International.
Yeah.
International Men's Day.
In case you missed it.
Yeah.
And in case you missed it here.
Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
Yeah.
Remember that when we were all card-carrying members of
yep.
the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.